Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
2-0 to Christian Yelich.
And what a start to the baseball season, specifically here in Milwaukee, but all over. There's big doings going on, and the Brewers now, they get out of Miller Park, winning 3 out of 4 against the St. Louis Cardinals in many and dramatic fashion. Now we head down to Cincinnati, where the Reds are going to be hosting the Brewers this three-game set beginning today. And the longtime voice of the Cincinnati Reds, good friend Marty Brenneman, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
I am good. Now, we announced when you announced that you're retiring after this year, after 40-plus years in the broadcast booth. First and foremost, congratulations on an incredible career.
Thank
but
you.
Was opening day any different for you?
No, not really. I mean, I've got a whole season of baseball to broadcast. And the fact that I was broadcasting my last opening day in Cincinnati really, I didn't approach it any other way that I have from previous opening days. I don't think that this old schedule, wait a minute, Bill.
Sure, go ahead. It's okay.
Got something caught in my throat.
There you go. Everybody's had it.
I don't think that that I will look at this season through a different set of glasses until probably the last 2 months of the season. That when whatever the club's got planned to honor me, that's not going to happen until then. So I don't look at any of these games right now any different, other than the cities that I'm going to go into for the last time. You know, I'm going to be coming to Milwaukee a number of times, Pittsburgh, all the clubs in the division, but teams outside the division, you go one time. And I think probably in my mind's eye, I'll very seriously make note of my surroundings, the same that I've always had in whatever city you're talking about and ballparks, but knowing that I'm never going to go back there again in all likelihood, then I'll try to remember things that I've taken for granted over the years. But as far as opening day, I didn't look at it any other different from any of the other 45 opening days.
Reds get a dramatic win on opening day. They then lose one. You've got one rescheduled. Meanwhile, the Brewers 3-1 coming out of Miller Park. And Christian Yelich, I said the other day, it looked like somebody hit pause after the Game 7 of the NLCS and then hit play again when his team took the field on opening day. They look good. So tell me how good the Reds are without a guy like Scooter Gennett, who's going to be down a while.
Well, I think they're better, but every time somebody asks me, a fan, what do you think? And I said they're going to be better, and then I stop myself, and I add to that they can't be any worse. So saying that they're going to be better, I really don't know how much of a compliment that is for a team that's lost 90-plus games 4 years in a row. I think this team can be at 500 if the things occur that we think can. That's not going to be good enough to win a division. But anybody that goes into this season thinking that this club can win this division, I think they're being delusional. I don't think that can happen. When you've got Milwaukee and St. Louis and Chicago and Pittsburgh, for me, it's the toughest division in baseball. But I think that kind of an improvement, if indeed they can be a 500 team, is a major improvement over what they did last year when they won only 68 games. So I would certainly be happy with that. Now, whether other people will, I don't know.
With the addition of Sonny Gray, and obviously they picked up Tanner Roark a year ago, and they're trying to rebuild this thing. Dee Scalpini came up, and as a matter of fact, I think he made his debut against the Brewers very successfully. How good is that rotation? Because we know you're only as good as your next day starting pitcher.
Well, it's a hell of a lot better than last year. I mean, last year we ran five kids out there, and they went out each day with a prayer. When you've got Sonny Gray and Tanner Roark and Alex Wood, when he comes back off of his back problem, you've got three veteran starting pitchers in the rotation and then two youngsters to fill it out. So I don't think there's any question the starting pitching is going to be better, and I think the bullpen will be good. I don't believe it's going to be a real good defensive club, but I think it's going to be a team that's, as far as the fans here are concerned, will enjoy watching them play, because I think it'll be a team that'll score a lot of runs, hit a lot of home runs, and you know, that at the end of the day, if you pay your money to see a team play, no matter what sport it might be, the biggest single thing you want them to do, besides having the ability to win, is to be entertaining in the process of doing it. And I think this club will be entertaining without any question.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the addition of Yasiel Puig, obviously Joey Votto's always been a guy that's been there. I tell you what, one of the guys that I like is Suarez down at third base. He's a solid player. I really like what they got in him.
Well, he's an emerging star in this league. Emerging star, I should say. He had 34 home runs last year and knocked in 104 runs. And all those numbers were after the season, having a terrible final month of the year. I think he's in the top three or four defensively in the league in fielding his position. He's a kid that works extremely hard, and I think he's going to be a good player. I couldn't agree with you more for a lot of years to come.
I wanted to ask you, and by the way, we're talking with the voice of the Cincinnati Reds, Marty Brenneman, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Before I let you go, I mean, I had mentioned that this is your last season. I'm sure we'll talk down the road as you start to, you know, kind of culminate things. But all the years in baseball, I was surprised. I was watching one of the pieces online, and you were talking about your most memorable calls. And I think It was a piece you did with KRC, with Channel 12 down there. And one of the top three, you didn't mention Pete in the 41-92, which I thought was probably the top call, but you had talked about a couple other ones, including Griffey's 600 home run. Is it just because it was top of mind, or was there the top three that's what your top three were?
Well, the choices, I mean, my choice was Griffey's 500th home run.
Or 500th home run, yes.
Which came on Father's Day against Matt Morris in St. Louis with his dad there and all of his family. And the other was Jay Bruce's home run off of the Houston Astros in the bottom of the ninth inning at our place back in 2010 that won the game and put them in the postseason. I think the question was asked of me, are there calls that you felt good about?
Oh, okay.
And I didn't not feel good about the Pete call, but I just really felt good about those two calls. And it shocks a lot of people because, you know, I had the Pete call, I had Browning's perfect game, I had Seaver's only no-hitter, I had Henry Aaron tying Babe Ruth's home run record in the first half inning of my first game ever.
Right.
In 1974, I broke in three batters into it, and Aaron hits number 714. So I've been blessed to have a lot of great situations to paint a word picture of, but those two calls probably are two of my favorites.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a lot of history there, and I obviously the Reds back to back in 75 and 76, and you know, I mean, there's just so many different things that I remember as a kid growing up, listening to you and obviously becoming your friend later on down the road that we've had a chance to share. And it's just, what an incredibly storied career. Hey, do you have any, I know you're going to miss guys on the road. Obviously, Bob Uecker is one of them. Because every time you come to town, there's always something funny to discuss regarding Uecker. But out of all these broadcasters you've had a chance to run into, I know Vince Scully's influenced your career. There's been a lot of guys, hasn't there?
Yeah. You know, Vinny and I have been reasonably close over the years, and I've asked him for his advice and from time to time, and he called me the night after I made the announcement, and we talked for about 40 minutes on the telephone. And the guys that I have great respect for are the old, quite honestly, it's not a knock on the younger guys. There's some younger guys who I think are very good broadcasters. But guys like Bob and Vinny, who now has been retired for 3 years, and guys that John Miller is a good buddy of mine who I have great respect for in San Francisco, Dave O'Brien with the Boston Red Sox. There are a lot of guys. But, you know, I think guys like Scully and Bob Uecker and myself, when Bob decides to hang it up, it'll be the last of a dying breed. Because the majority, quite honestly, I think there are a lot of young guys today that you could plug in with any ball club and there would not sound any different. I quite honestly don't know how much personality the younger guys have today. And that's not a knock. I compare the old guard, which I certainly would qualify as having been around 46 years, and other guys like Bob and people like that, and guys that have gone on, you know, Scully and Harwell and Jack Buck and people like that, with the early days of the PGA Golf Tour, when you had a bunch of personalities like, you know, Palmer and Chichi Rodriguez and Lee Trevino and people like that. You don't have guys like that coming into our profession anymore. You've got guys who give you a very clean broadcast. They don't lack for anything in terms of giving you the information that you need about your team or about a game that they may just randomly come across. But I don't think those guys have a whole lot of personality.
I would agree.
And I don't know whether that's a decision made from on high, because I think guys today are really scrutinized by the powers that be. And if you get out of line and you're critical, then you have a price to pay. I wouldn't last 5 minutes today if I were coming in here.
Yeah.
With the kind of style I have, being critical of players when I think is necessary, I wouldn't last 5 minutes. So I'm thankful that I've had the years I've had and the success that I've had. But it was time for me to walk away from this.
Marty, we're going to miss the voice, but I'm going to look forward to coming to Milwaukee. I'm sure I'll see you in Cincinnati as well. I just got a text message from our friends down at Stenny's, and they say, you name the wings, they'll have them ready for you when you get here for your last round trip.
Well,
okay?
Nobody has chicken wings that can rate with those folks. I can tell you that right now. Nobody.
Good stuff as always, pal. Best of luck to you and Amanda, and we'll talk soon.
Same here, Bill. Thanks very much.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Marty Brenneman, the great Marty Brenneman, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That is 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.